Macmillan Audio presents In the Lion's Den by Barbara Taylor Bradford. Read for you by Joan Walker.
Part 1. Honour and Loyalty. London, Kent. 1889. Chapter 1. Dread. That was the feeling James Lionel Falconer was experiencing as he sat at his desk in his office at Malvern House in Piccadilly. It was the afternoon of Wednesday, the 25th of September, 1889, and an hour since a packet of documents had arrived by courier from Paris. James had opened the packet hastily and read them immediately, shocked by the bad news they contained. James looked down at his hands resting on the pile of documents, a chill running through him at the thought of giving them to Henry Malvern, who was an ailing man. Rocked by his daughter's breakdown and his brother Joshua's stroke and lingering death, his employer had been unwell all summer, with a debilitating fatigue. But James had no choice. The head of the company had to know everything. A deep sigh escaped him as he opened the top drawer of his desk, placed the documents inside, locked the drawer, and pocketed the key. Taking out his watch, he saw that it was almost 7 o'clock. At least he didn't have to face Mr. Malvern until tomorrow morning, by which time his friend and colleague, Peter Keller, would be in his office next door if James needed him. Keller was stalwart.